Like you said at the beginning, like I know that you always are saying wisdom is the pillar, imagination is the pillar of wisdom. Yet in some time at the beginning of this class, you're saying let go of the imagination. So I was kind of...
I don't say let go of imagination. I always say let go of the imagination you have, the thing that you prepared, the thinking that you have. Let go of that for the new one, because something else should replace it. That's what I'm saying. For imagination, you need to go back to book one. Remember I told you to read them all? The first story, the second paragraph, Rumi starts about, he talks about imagination, which looks like non-existence, but is the basic for everything, blah, 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 blah. Strongly he will present you the imagination in second paragraph, book one. Yes?
It would be probably more accurate to try to use the word preconception instead of imagination.
Preconception, imagination. Let me think about it, because I never use that, and I don't want to rush in saying yes or no.
Yeah, it's closer to what you were describing.
Because in Persian language, it is a very strange word, actually. It's khiyal, takhayyul, which is, first of all, it could point to illusion, and it could point out to the best way of thinking in principle. It's a very flexible word that covers a lot. It's understandable that it's like that. I believe it's even more than imagination, because to the limit I dug for the meaning of imagination, there was the things in khiyal which he couldn't bring in. For example, when he talks about sitting down in paradise and having some negative khiyal in your mind, it will poison your life. You prefer to sit in the hell with good khiyal in your mind. Remember over there, we say God will put khiyal over their imagination. Anyhow, yes, that's the confusion. But mainly, we're talking about putting aside whatever is prejudged here, to listen to the new one. And new one is, yes.
O thou who hast made it easy for us to do unrewarded and fruitless labor in the world, deliver us. To us it seems a bait, and 'tis a hook. Show it to us even as it is. The lion said, O Messiah.
Wait a minute. This is something that should be noted somewhere to be remembered later. This is one of the most famous and very carefully prepared way of prayer. O God, please let me see the universe as it is. Because normally we don't see it as it is. We see it through the lens of our desire and prejudgment. We see the universe by that. I mean, we look at some existence, immediately we are having the judgment over there that this is good or this is bad. The best prayer is, oh please God, help me to see the universe as it is. Because, remember that the role was here, what we are here for, understanding, right? We are here to discover the meaning of the truth. The barrier is not to see well. We talked about it. The first problem with your vision was crossed eyes, ahwal. He said, that's it. Because it's one and you see two. Me and the rest and blah, blah, all that. Here you say, look at you. We are talking about the vision because that's what it is. That's a dilemma to find it. Here, we talk about that and say, ha, look at us. how we waste this opportunity with the prejudgment and all that. Yes.
The lion said, "O Messiah, this prey was merely for the purpose that warning might be taken. Had there been for me in the world an allotted portion, what business indeed should I have had with the dead? This is the punishment deserved by him that finds pure water, and like an ass, stales impertinently in the stream."
There's something which is bizarre to you, maybe you don't want it to hear,
well,
because it's not pretty, and maybe you have never seen a donkey, because this is the habit of donkey and the horse and stuff like that. When they arrive at the river, they urinate without thinking, because they want to. It's the same thing you do when you go to a river. Actually, you wash and empty your container, then fill it with the new water. That's what they do. They empty the bladder and they drink. And it's very disturbing, because the guy accompanying the donkey has to watch this. And be careful not to drink from the
downside
of the bladder and all that. So,
but isn't there always a donkey somewhere upstream?
Exactly. So to them, donkey is stupid, because when it comes to the pure water, it will urinate. And we mention it, why? Because this is the donkey. Do not forget, my donkey. And my donkey will do what? When there is the river of knowledge, my donkey will put something from himself in it. Prejudgment is that. You arrive in a situation and you put something from yourself in it. You don't admire the beauty of the flow of the river. Go back to Siddhartha's story and imagine in the best moment of ecstasy, a donkey would urinate in that, because that's what donkey does. And the donkey's logic was not bad, was it? And was correct. Emptying your tank and refilling, period. Yeah, that's how animal logic is to us. Yes?
If the ass know the value of the stream, instead of his foot, he will put his head in it. He finds a prophet like that, a lord of the water, a cherisher of life.
Well, suddenly there is a mirab here. And mirab is something that, sure, it takes, I believe, two lectures to explain what is mirab. Because mir is the king, mir is the amir, mir is the government, the controller, his majesty. And ab is water. Mirab is the king of water. You don't get it because you live in a place that water is not scarce. Water is there. Over the territory, water is something that is always missing. And the main fight is over water. In agricultural civilization, you need the water. And they divide it, and the system is not controlled by computer, it's not perfect. So they fight over it. I remember in my childhood, every summer, a bunch of people will be killed by each other over the water, over the half an hour earlier, or this and that, and that, because water is the source of life, and they fight over it. This is something you do not know. So, to deal with it, they created the idea of a kingdom. That's how kingdom was settled over there. That we'll choose one person and we'll do as he's saying. Why? Because while we are fighting, the water will disappear. So we don't have even a second to lose over there. We cannot fight over it. So let's have somebody who is the king of this water. That's mirab, and it goes in a very complicated way, the culture will be explained. Rumi Brahmananda said the prophets are that. Because we are the donkey who could urinate in this flow of knowledge by putting a piece of ourselves or something out of control in it, we believe in prophets. Prophets are the fellows who are the king of the flow of knowledge. So they are controlling it. These are the peer. Now you will find another way of understanding why we follow the peer. Why we choose someone up there and we listen to him. Why we are not trying to bring democracy to this wisdom. See, here the people are not equal. We are not talking about equality, democracy. We are talking about another kind of unity. That unity, which we call it Tawheed. We'll talk about it later. Now, yes. There is this, the prophets are the people who are the king of water and he will nurture our life. Yes?
How does not he die before him, saying, O Lord of the water, make me living by thy command be?
Okay. I don't know if in the English translation makes sense or not. The Persian is as difficult, don't worry. We are talking about one fly in this guy. Okay, Jesus at the beginning said, how come that he doesn't understand? He needs it more than anyone else. Why does he ask me to bring back this bone? He needs this fell because he's dead. But he doesn't know it. What is life to Rumi? If you study Rumi, you understand Rumi and you will declare that I'm the follower of this guy. Somebody will ask you, what is life to Rumi? What do you say? What is life to Rumi?
The expression of spirit.
Life is a phenomenon, okay? And this phenomenon is in some people, and in some people is missing, stranger even. Some people, they have half of it. Remember we talked about the qualities and no 95%, no blah, 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 blah. When it comes to life, we say, oh, excuse me. John, the source of life, right? Rumi will declare what John is to him. What is John to Rumi? No, this fellow. What is John to Rumi? He will describe John not by saying John is this. We'll say, John is nothing but this. There's something different. There is consciousness, knowing, yeah, understanding. We say understanding in what? Not the theory, the practice. Find it. It's jan nabashad juz khabar dar auzmun har kirao afzun khabar janish fuzun. We say life is nothing but the understanding in practice. And whoever understands more, he is more alive. So to him, it's not that you see the cockroach and if it is not moving, it's dead. If it is moving, it's alive. Life is not about moving, eating, reproducing. None of this. The human life we talk about is consciousness, understanding, khabar, news. You should know the news. You know more news, you're more alive. If you don't know anything, you're not alive. Period. This is something that it will be repeated, and in book 6 you will see how sharp you will come back to it. Because, don't forget, we were talking about something in the last paragraph, I stopped it, remember? And before reading you, I said, please go and finish this paragraph. Next time we'll talk about it.